This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Narrated to us by Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah. It's one of his, he doesn't have a lot of ahadith. His ahadith are always special. Radiallahu anhu, it's always nice to kind of, there's actually a collection of them. You can find some of the scholars that put them together. Very nice. And this hadith is a landmark hadith. People, it's an important one. And it's within the theme, obviously, of treating your parents with excellence and your relatives and neighbors and whatnot. And we'll be talking about that for a few more weeks, inshallah. And this is a hadith that's worthy of your attention. Like it's, because it doesn't just talk about that. It has a couple of other gems in them in it that's worthy of kind of memorizing. قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن الله حرم عليكم عقوق الأمهات ووأد البنات ومنع وهات وكره لكم ثلاثا قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال. So in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, indeed Allah has made forbidden upon you. And the first thing he points out is عقوق الأمهات, is not being the best you can be with your mothers. العقوق is the opposite of بر. So it's a spectrum. البر is the best you can be with your parents. العقوق is where you've crossed the line. You've crossed the line and now you're no longer neutral. You're no longer not doing your best. Now you're actually being harmful. Now you're actually picking up sin. Now you're actually going to... And this obviously, al-uquq is a whole other problem. This is one of the deniers of Jannah, as the scholars call them. There's a few things that will deny people access to Jannat and Na'im. There's a couple of things, not a lot of things. A couple of things that will deny people access. Shirk, obviously, and al-kibr, and al-uquq is one of them. Al-uquq is one of them. If you cross that line with your parents and you now become harmful, become someone that is causing them pain and suffering, and you're withholding their needs and their necessities, if they're in need and you're able to offer them something that they need and you don't, you fall in uquq, this is one of the deniers of Jannah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why the Prophet would say Allah indeed has made it forbidden upon you, and then the first thing he points out is uquq al-ummahat. And they said wa'd al-banat. And wa'd al-banat is the practice that they did, where they would bury their daughters alive. But the word wa'd al-banat, that is a cultural understanding of it, of that horrible practice that they had. But really, linguistically, wa'd al-banat means is to hold them back from being able to participate in life. When you hold back your daughters from being able to participate in life, and because you have authority over them, or because they are weak within your homes, you hold them, you basically lock them up, and you deny them access, you deny them the ability to learn, or deny them the ability to work, or deny them the ability to be part of life. That is wa'd. That's just a what of a different type. It was one thing for them to bury infants, for you to hold her back from being able to educate herself and to be a productive part of society. This is not that different. Obviously, there's differences, but it falls under the concept of what dil banat as well. And the third one, وَمَنْعًا wahat. مَنْعًا is you hold back what you should be giving, wahat, and you're asking for your rights. So you hold back, you're not giving, you're not fulfilling your obligations. Your mana is to hold something back or to deny someone something. So you're denying your obligations. You're not doing what you're supposed to do, but you're saying hat. You're saying, give me what I want. Give me all of my rights, but I'm not going to give you mine. I'm not going to actually fulfill my obligations. And the slave, it's a two-way road. We have rights, but we also have obligations that we have to fulfill. If we really want our rights, then we have to make sure that we see through our obligations. And the Prophet is telling you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these three things forbidden. These three things are forbidden. Mistreating your parents, your mother specifically, holding back and locking up your daughters and holding them back from learning and participating in life, and asking for your rights without giving or seeing through your obligations. And وَكَرِهَ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا. There are three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes for you. So the scholars have traditionally, regarding this hadith, as Ibn Hajar points out, and Al-Qari and many others, I point out that the scholars have differed upon when he says كَرِهَ لَكُمْ, he dislikes it, whether it's haram or it's makruh or it's somewhere in between. They disagree. But what they do know, what it is saying, is that it's just one level less. Meaning it's also something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, but it's one level less than these three. So these three are definitely big, you don't do these three at all. You shouldn't do any of them, but these are much, in terms of priority, they're much higher. These three are a little bit less than priority, but they're still something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. And what does he say? قال يكره المقيل وقال. قيل وقال is gossip or is talking. It's useless speech. It's stuff that does nothing. It just fills people's minds and hearts with rubbish and makes them, you know, have it generates bad. We were just talking about this in Surah Al-Mujadilah a few moments ago. It fills people's heart with hatred and upset, and it's fuel for negativity. So it's qila wa qala, just lessen that. Lessen in your life, have a practice. Don't entertain gossip or side stories. Just don't entertain it. Just the moment someone opens their mouth and says something like that, just immediately shut it down. You'll lose a few friends. Honestly, no big deal. If you're, yani, your wife may be offended once or twice when you do it, but she'll get used to it later and she'll stop telling you stories that you don't need to hear. And after a while, you'll just live a better life. A life with less stories. Stories that don't mean anything. Stories that are just filling, just fillers that don't, that just, they're not helpful. Yeah. Honestly, this is my analogy of scrolling, of feed. Well, that's what I feel it is. Like, it's hard enough in life to get away from all of that rubbish that people are talking about all the time that just fills your mind with nonsense. So we figured out a way to put it in a different form. So you can just go like this and also get all the rubbish and all the nonsense that you don't need, fill your mind and your head and your heart with stuff you don't need to actually know or look at. And it causes the same effect on the psyche, wallahi. Has the same effect on the heart and the emotions, and it brings you down. It makes you feel less productive and it makes you feel tired. It's tiring to hear all this stuff. You don't need it. Lessen this in your life. Wallahi, you'll feel, it's like you're taking a little bit of a load off yourself. Well, you feel much better if you can just get rid of it. وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ قِيلَ وَقَالَ وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ, and asking for things, meaning asking for possessions specifically. The increase or the overdue of asking for stuff. You always want something more. You're always looking for something. It's not that you shouldn't make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things, but the constant need for more. I want more. I want someone to give me more than I already have. كَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ. And the third one, إِضَاعَةَ الْمَالِ, and then you misuse of the wealth that you have in your hand. Wallah, this hadith is a full khutbah jum'ah easily. Easily, this is an even easy khutbah jum'ah to give, honestly. It has 6 points that are extremely profound and important. Obviously, I narrated it for you for the first one. Uquq al-ummahat. Out of all these bad things, think of all these bad things. The first thing, do not watch out for that line with your mothers. Watch out that line with your parents. Just don't cross it. You cross it, and it's a problem. Everything else after it is horrible, but that one, that precedes it all. So just something to kind of reflect upon. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم إن الله قد حرم عليكم عقوق الأمهات ووأد البنات ومنع وهات وكره لكم ثلاثا قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.